Here we go. Welcome to Wayne County Planning and Zoning. It's Wednesday, May 27th at about 7:25. In attendance is myself, Julie, Richard, Marion, Eric, and Colleen, along with Commissioner Brian, Commissioner Wood, well, former Commissioner Wood, and then William Hogan. That'll be a part of this public hearing tonight. And our noticing didn't get out in time to complete the whole meeting, so we'll just hold the public hearing. It was noticed, and we'll go that far and then pick this all up next meeting. So we'll open a public hearing. This is notice of a proposed change, and it's changing the conditional use permit. And we're adding three geodesic domes with three separate bathroom units to the existing five dome site. And this is being requested by William Hogan, Capital Reef Retreat LLC. Come up and tell us what you've got going on, Mr. Hogan.
All
right.
Thank you.
Here's a binder with all of your requirements updated.
We've been looking through it while we've been waiting for you, so. We do know, but you can just explain to us on this map right here on the record, and then okay, right there.
All right. Any specific questions, or would you like me to just
tell us what you're adding?
Okay.
Well, and as a public hearing, you kind of have to meeting with us all.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not just a zoning meeting.
Understood. Okay. So. Our current site, we have five of these geodesic domes. Our proposal is number one, which is really important. The fifth dome unit that we added about a year ago, this new plan is to resolve the current holding tank that's there. We will be tying that into the existing septic tank. The septic plan, which was approved
Central Utah Health.
Just want to get all this right so everyone knows. The septic plan.
Okay. Oh, this is the water system. Septic is.
I think it's in there. This is all I got for the septic. It's right here. This was sent to me from Jason Bagley.
Oh, yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah, this is it.
So this is your septic right there.
Perfect. So Jason Bagley designed something for us so that this existing fifth unit and these three additional units will all tie into the existing septic system with a lift pump. Which he designed and approved. So that is the plan that we're proposing for these bathrooms.
Oh, I can see it now, okay.
And so for these three new sites, they'll just be dry units, these geodesic tents that we'll put there. So that's what we're proposing. And
then you'll build a little bathroom unit by by the other three, okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And we will tie everything else into the existing well. We should not be encroaching anything on the road because where these new units are, it'll just lead straight to the septic and to the well, as well as power. So
the stock driveway will be still heading up there between the units and the well and septic side. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, that is right.
So the three new ones have their own bathroom. It just pumps up to the main septic, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Yep.
You don't need a permitted bathroom, right?
Yeah. 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 These will be Yeah, permitted bathrooms, whether they're stick-built or modular and set, we'll go through the process procedure to make sure it's to code and make sure it's set in properly and everything, like we did with the other ones. Would anyone like to see the map?
Mm-hmm. I would like to know exactly whether they are in the current ones.
So the road right here, the river, red is existing, and the yellow dots are the proposed sites.
You're in kind of a floodplain now, though, aren't you?
Yeah, and we've seen it happen before. We've seen it and been there for the last 5 years.
So is this site number five?
Site number five.
It looked to me like just driving past it, it was closer to the river. Has it been closer to the river?
That dot right there is where site five is.
Because it looks like the pictures and what I've seen, it's hanging into the river almost a little bit.
It's...
I know that's been a concern that's been brought up a time or two about how close that is to the river.
Mm-hmm. Is it where it starts to slope towards the river,
yeah,
you mean?
Okay. It's kind of hanging over.
Let me look at that picture, would you please?
It's what was that? Sorry.
He wants to look at the map.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
Did you lose them to the river? That's your baby.
Yeah.
So
it's not ours.
happy to pull up a map as well. It's not hanging over the river. It takes quite a amount of feet before you get to the river.
That's what it looks like. Oh, yeah. You got it. But looking just from where a distance and not being able to.
Yeah.
It looks like it's basically on the river.
On the river, because I had someone send me pictures of it, and it looked like it was on stilts.
It actually,
actually
looks like it's.
It's on the drainage. It is on the drainage. Maybe not on right down on the river.
Where the land starts to slope towards
how far,
it.
How far away would you say from the river?
I mean, feet wise.
There's no rest, no. It's just a no restroom or anything in this, right?
It's a separate building.
The separate building, even further back. There's a road that turns in right,
Richard,
when you're going down the county road before you get to the river. If you recall, like as you're going down, there's a little road. So the dome is right where that road is. We didn't set it, like, it's probably 3 feet where that. So if you're driving down to the river, the road right here, and it's pretty much a straight line, and the dome is just set right in front of that road, and then you have all that distance from there to the river. So however far it is from where you see that road to when you reach the river is about the distance of where the dome is. So it's not hanging over, I would say it's about 40 feet, 40-50 feet. I want to pull up, I think Google.
The reason I'm asking, the concern I want to make sure is that the county is not, even if we approve this, that we will not be in any way, shape, or form, and it needs to be in the
conditional use permit.
Use that we are not anywhere close to being liable, whether sewage leaks into this, flood comes down. Just by approving this, we do not want
our liability.
If somebody's sleeping in that and the flood comes down and it takes it out, we're harmless.
Right.
We're held harmless.
We don't look at flood zones anyway for that reason, because we're not liable.
It's pretty close.
It looks pretty close.
Yeah.
So
I've seen some metal water come down that river.
I'm sure it could actually be potentially lost.
Where it is you take this road and it goes up, and we put the dome about right there.
Yeah.
So the distance between here and the river is where it is. It's, I think from how it was described, being right here, it's back here.
And looking at pictures, but
we don't want to start dictating where the county can't put things by the water because we have.
Yeah. We can.
I want to make sure.
Oh yeah.
He's definitely in the drainage, not right on the river.
Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, I think it doesn't need to be approved.
But it's got to be at his risk.
Mm-hmm. And I will...
Heads up, stands up.
We'll add that into the conditional use permit.
With legs on it.
Happy to have that included.
Because as we all know, that's why Blue Valley
pretty close to Town there,
Giles
isn't it?
Yeah. Is not there still.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
We had two...
Well, it seems to have a lot of water coming out of that.
Can I see that picture? Yeah, just my opinion, that vantage point is misleading. When you look at something from the river straight on, it's impossible to tell where it sits. Like, the Google map here, the county road is right here, and I'll show you this in a second.
Well, I know where it is. So.
When you're driving down, there's this road that turns in right here, and it's right there. And more than happy to like further clarify this, measure it.
We can just add a line in the indemnity in the hold harmless paragraph.
Yeah. Paragraph 8 covers that anyway.
Happy to be responsible. Yeah.
On the second page, it kind of says it.
Yeah, number 8.
Yeah.
Indemnify and hold Wayne County harmless from all liability damages of every kind arising out of use, occupancy, and/or operation.
It's kind of like the whole dang thing. It's not even built to code, so I mean, it can fall in on somebody's head. And they're not liable, you know.
And that's what I want to make. I want to make sure that
we're not liable by that. But if you want to add something about including any seepage or contamination of,
I would like that. Yes.
Okay.
Because we've seen stuff in the past.
So these others across the river will be far enough off there all the week. Because when you're driving livestock, some of the people want to get right out in the middle of them and see them. Mm-hmm. And if the cow wants to go, don't bother. But if she's looking for eating, so on.
Yeah.
So you might caution your renters about that. We only do it in the spring and the fall.
Okay. Yeah, and like we want everyone to feel happy to add what we need to make it clear that we'll hold harmless, you know, everyone.
Yeah, and maybe make sure that's recognized in there that the stop driveway goes through there.
It's there, number 6.
Yep. I've gotten my 2 bits worth, so.
Okay, right. You're good?
I'm good. Yeah.
We're good with you? Okay.
Have a good evening. Bye.
Yeah, I think everything we need is in here.
We can add some additional on the seepage or contamination
water,
of the water.
Water plain, flood plain.
Because it is pretty close.
Yeah, we would do something similar to what the motel in town did, to kind of raise those units off the ground, similar to this 5th unit that we're talking about right now. But do it in a way where everyone's more comfortable, whether that's concrete pylons and happy to get some council guidance there just to make sure if that's something we want to implement.
Like you did in Louisiana.
Well, if you start having involvement steps going up and above, and you might need railing and stuff on them. Then, yeah, we need to address the deck part, but,
yeah,
you know, as far as the permitting goes.
Man.
Yeah. The...
Because you can't have steps burying, you know, rise and run, you know, and stuff like that, because you got public going up and down and things.
Yeah.
What is the minimum for hand railing? Is it 24?
If you're above 30 inches above the ground, you have to have a railing.
Okay, 30 inches. I thought it was 24. 30 inches.
So, for fall protection, you know, so some of that stuff will have to be addressed if you start jacking them off the ground.
Yeah, that's very fair.
Okay. Done?
Yeah, okay. If anyone has any other...
No one signed up from the public. Do we have any questions or concerns here?
No.
Anything that we want to add? No. Eric, do you have anything you want to add?
I don't think so.
Okay, I think we can close this public hearing then, and we'll get this brought up in our next regular meeting.
All right.
Thank you,
yeah, thanks.
Mr. Hogan. I appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay, any other business?
No, I just wanted to add that what I did on your conditional use permit is I took the original one from 2022, and I'll give you a copy of it so you can see it, but I will add this about the drainage. I just put consisting of 3 additional glumping sites for a total of 8. I wondered if you wanted to renew your existing one at the same time because it becomes due in October of this year. Every year they're up for a 4-year renewal.
Okay.
All we have to do, I mean, you don't even have to attend the meeting. We can just treat it like this, add the clause in there that Commissioner Brian has suggested about the sea beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can email it to you if you're okay with it, so yeah. I can email it back. If you're not okay with it, make your suggestions or call me and we'll work with it and I'll get the board's approval.
Okay. Definitely okay with applying to extend or renew the 5. I think just it's probably good practice to have you send the language that we'll add just to make sure it sounds good.
I'll just let you know which paragraph it's in. Yeah. It'll be in 8 most likely.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we have no problem with adding that type of language.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion items? Anyone? Okay, I think we can entertain that last motion.
Okay. I'd make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn. Have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries to adjourn. Thank you all.